faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
It's become clear in recent weeks and months that China is in fact trying to kill us and destroy our entire agricultural base, among other things. We caught not one, but three Chinese agents sneaking bioweapons in here, one of which collapses your liver, destroys crops, and pretty much ends you reproductively if it doesn't kill you. It's a weaponized form of blight. And the other one was bringing in a weaponized roundworm, because we got to kill off the meat part of the agricultural industry, too. Kind of embarrassing, seeing as we were in the middle of negotiations with China at the time, and Trump had said just a week before that he was done with the 500,000 Chinese students coming in here every year. Done. Finished. Put it on Truth Social. No more visas for them. But it was humiliating. I had to go back on that. China won that round in a most humiliating way. Literally in the middle of the negotiations, we find out about the bioweapon, one of those two bioweapons I just mentioned. Why would Trump capitulate to China? He had no choice. Because China had said, well, we're going to cut off your supply of rare earth minerals. And looks like your auto industry there will have to stop producing by about July. Good luck. You see, they control the world's rare earth minerals. Part of that's because Biden took the two mines we had and closed them for the next 20 years. That's what his Chinese overseers paid him and, well, really Hunter to do, honestly. We're in a world of hurt. China said, okay, hey, guess what? Let our spies back in. Let us resume trying to kill you. You're going to have to watch every one of them as they come and go from the People's Republic of China. You're going to have to watch every single damn one of them. You won't catch all our bioweapons. But hey, if you let them have the visas, the 500,000, we in turn will give your top three auto producers enough rare earth minerals to keep functioning. Trump had to capitulate, risking death in America to do it. This is the position the environmental lunatics have put us in. Why? We don't have rare earth minerals mines. We used to lead the world in rare earth minerals mining and production. Did you know that? And then the Enviro wackos, the Democrats, said, oh, wow, that's an American innovation there. Let's shut that down. And they did. They shut it down. Well, a miracle has just occurred, folks. Yesterday, the first rare earth minerals mine in 70 idiotic years opened in America, the Ramco Brook Mine in Wyoming. It's got 1.7 million tons of rare earth oxides, critical for advanced technologies. We're not going to have AI. We're not going to stay on top in tech. We're not even going to have the weaponry we need to defeat China if we don't have this, which is why Joe Biden was shutting it down. I mean, they were on the Chinese payroll. Do you know when the application for this mine was filed? 2014. That is how stupid we are. 2014. Well, how did it open yesterday? Trump did the most glorious and amazing thing, and I want you to understand it so you just revel in it. In the good news here. If you follow me for a long time, especially if you listen to my Battleground America podcast, you know my terror over what was coming. New York Times had laid it out. They had planned in the second Biden administration to declare an energy emergency. That would allow them to use the Lever Act, which has been on the books since World War I, to seize the means of production and delivery of energy. It's total control. Communists always do it. Authoritarians always do it when they take over a country. Did it in Venezuela, did it in the USSR, did it in Ukraine, did it in Cuba. It allows them total control. It's why from the sky, Venezuela on satellites is dark. Seize control of the energy. Decide who gets to have lights. You rule. They were well on their way there. All they needed was the energy emergency declaration. Do you know what Donald Trump did on January 20th when he was sworn in? Right after he was sworn in. Didn't even wait till day two. This is going to make you laugh. He declared an energy emergency. I guess he got the idea from Chairman Ho. Joe Biden is what we call it. Our first truly Chinese president when he was awake and not drooling. He declared an energy emergency. And do you know what that allowed Donald Trump to do? sweep aside all of those regulations because it's an emergency. And you know, there's a part of the National Environmental Policy Act that allows you to do just that. So we did. And yesterday, that mine that had waited for since 2014 to get a permit, got one and opened. But there's something even better. When Barack Obama took office, 40% of our energy supply was coal. His goal was to eliminate 100% by 2030. They got close. In 2023, coal accounted for 11% of total U.S. energy production. As we shut down these mines, as we shut down natural gas facilities, we barrel toward blackouts. The Trump administration, and he can't have manufacturing. It's going to have to go to China. See how this works. So we haven't opened a mine, folks, a coal mine in the United States of America since 1999. Guess what else is on the Ramaco Brook mine property? A coal mine. We just opened a coal mine. Now, in India and China, that ain't no big deal. They do it almost every day. They either open a mine somewhere in the world, if you're China, or a processing facility in China because they're preparing to kick our rear ends in manufacturing and AI. And they will. They will. With Democrats helping them. That's why they bought the first ever American president, Chairman Ho, and his son Ho too, who apparently was basically running the White House with his wife, Jill, with his stepmom, Jill, excuse me, Chairman Ho's wife. So yesterday, we saw the opening of a coal mine and a rare earth minerals mine. We are back in business. And Trump did it by declaring an energy emergency, exactly what the Democrats had planned to do to seize means of production and grind it down. So we are making progress. We're doing incredible things. Even better, critical minerals permitting has now been put on the fast track to streamline permitting for mines like Ramaco's down to just a few months. Folks, if we lose the rare earth minerals race, we lose it, and we lose the energy race as the Democrats had intended, China will be the author of the world's AI. And whoever authors the world's AI is going to be able to control the way the world thinks, the ideology of it, the way businesses move, who survives and who doesn't. And it would also mean, folks, if we want to defend ourselves with high tech, like we just saw in Iran, the bunker busters, all of that, the planes, the satellites, the image, we need rare earth for all of that. We'd have to ask China's permission for it. Well, you just saw what China just did. You just saw what China just did. They said, hey, let our 500,000 killer spies into your country or your auto industry gets it in the knees. We'll just cut them all off from rare earth minerals, forcing Trump to his knees to capitulate to the people trying to kill us. No more. No more. Folks, we can win. I'm telling you, we can win. This is like a miracle. You know how many years I've been talking about this? To just want us to see a coal mine open, to have hope. That's great. Can't wait for the next one. Even more good financial news, folks. You got to understand something, okay? If you ask the average American, just go to the grocery store, ask them, hey, you know, like, what's the top growth industry in America? Like, what's the thing that's growing? Where, you know, where's the future? They'd probably say, well, tech. Or I mean, what was it during the last Trump administration? Every single quarter, I did this. I pulled the Labor Bureau statistics. Like, what is the fastest growing part of the American economy? And it is, of course, the one Democrats are most determined to destroy because they want to destroy economic growth. That's why they made a beeline for it. It's not tech. You'd think it would be, but it's not. It's minerals and mining. What is that? It's coal and natural gas. Coal, natural gas, oil, all of that. Every single quarter of the last Trump administration, bar none, was the biggest percentage part of the economy. It was also the fastest growing. And some of that bled over into the Biden administration because they couldn't stop. They tried. They tried to stop it. They tried to pull the permits. They couldn't do it. They tried. They lost in court. And so for parts of the Biden administration, you still saw this massive growth in the natural gas. It had absolutely nothing to do with Biden. It was Trump. Do you remember in the first Trump administration? I got to set this up because it's so cool. Trump's sitting there at NATO, and of course they're treating him as an idiotic mental defective. When he warns them, hey, this whole plan of yours to just like to Germany just keep buying natural gas from Russia, it's maybe not a really good idea.
But Germany is totally controlled by Russia because they will be getting from 60 to 70% of their energy from Russia and a new pipeline. And you tell me if that's appropriate, because I think it's not. And I think it's a very bad thing for NATO, and I don't think it should have happened. Because they will be getting from 60 to 70% of their energy from Russia and a new pipeline. And you tell me if that's appropriate, because I think it's not. And I think it's...
Yesterday, America became the largest supplier of liquid natural gas to Germany. That's jobs, folks. That's security. That's jobs that can't be exported. And that is why Trump is making a beeline for energy. It is the growth sector of America, bar none. I mean, to open the first coal mine. Folks, you know when the last coal mine opened in America? 1999. You want to know when China opened the last coal mine? I just looked it up. It was a week and a half ago. China or India open a coal mine or a coal processing facility somewhere in the world every day. Pretty close to. Just about. Or a coal shipping terminal, something with coal. We can burn it cold. We can burn it much cleaner than they can. And we've got to have it. Barack Obama, but coal was 40% of our energy mix when he took office. It is 11% today. That is a disaster. We can't, folks, we cannot manufacture without this. We have no future. Well, yesterday we became the largest liquid natural gas exporter to Germany for the first time. America, United States of America, not Russia, us. This is how you fight Russia, not with stupid guns and missiles that might cause World War III. This is how you do it. You crush the Russian economy. Or then come to the table and behave like adults. How did Trump do this? His administration pushed European countries, including Germany, to import U.S. liquid natural gas to diversify away from Russian gas. Then Chairman Ho won. And that effort stopped. Well, in his second term, which just started, first day in office, Trump signs executive order to resume processing liquid natural gas export permit applications, reversing the Biden administration's pause. And remember when Mike Johnson went to the White House, this is to Biden, like, hey, dude, you know that you paused liquid natural gas permits, right? Like, you know how devastating that is for the Gulf of then Mexico, for America, for all of us, like, you know, you did that. And Joe Biden said, no, I didn't do that. And he said, in Mike Johnson, speaker says, let's go out to your secretary. He'll print off your executive order. There's a signature on it. Let's read it together. And Biden didn't want to do that. He didn't know he'd done it. The Trump administration just streamlined regulatory processes to expedite liquid natural gas export terminal approvals. Bam, bam, bam. Terminals approved. Out the door, the liquid natural gas goes. We are now the number one supplier of Germany. That's jobs, 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 jobs. Interior Secretary Doug Burgum and Trump have established the National Energy Dominance Council, eliminating delays in energy infrastructure permitting. And it's moving fast, 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 fast. Democrats can't do a damn thing about it right now. And that's beautiful. It's fantastic. It's fantastic. Anybody know how we got here? There's an amazing, I got to do a Battleground America podcast on this. There was an amazing hearing in the Senate 2 weeks ago. And what they found was China is sponsoring a lot of these global warming climate change studies at universities. And they're also paying for the liberal environmental groups that then take those studies into court and use them to shut down energy production, to bankrupt our energy companies. And it's killing us. It's just another way in which China and the Democrats are making war on America and trying to gut the production of energy here. And Ted Cruz laid it out beautifully. Take a listen.
We're witnessing right now a systematic campaign against American energy. There is a coordinated assault by the radical left, backed and paid for by the Chinese Communist Party, to seize control of our courts, to weaponize litigation against U.S. energy producers, all in order to undermine American energy dominance. At stake is a lot more than an industry. Our energy sector is the engine of American prosperity, the lifeblood of our industrial power, our national security, and our geopolitical leverage. If American energy is...
How are they doing? This is the conversation we need to begin to have. People need to go to prison for this. We need to cut this Chinese money out.
And I would note that both of my Democrat colleagues in their remarks had not a word to say about communist China funneling millions of dollars to pay for these lawsuits. Miraculously, that was absent from their remarks, nor...
I think we referred to it by using the phrase conspiracy
theory. You did say you don't worry about conspiracy theories, but what is most certainly not a conspiracy theory is that the agenda of the Chinese Communist Party and the agenda of Senate Democrats are identical. Both China and the Democrats want to bankrupt the American energy industry. Both China and the Democrats want to destroy jobs in America, and both China and the Democrats want to increase the price you pay for electricity every month, and they want to increase the price you pay for putting gas in.
Texture writes, hey, Tara, coal is old technology. We need to be focused on building nuclear power plants. Oh, no, we need to do both. China is. You ever read about that? China burns more coal. In fact, the world is burning more coal than ever have before. It's mostly China and India. But that's not enough. It's not enough to beat us. Not enough to do cheap manufacturing. Understand this. They're doing coal and nuclear energy in China. They're opening nuke plants too. We got to do both or we're going to get steamrolled. We got to keep the Democrats out of office long enough to be allowed to win. And if we win, it's going to be glorious. It's going to be a renaissance in there. It hangs on a razor's edge. You could go either way, folks. Either way. Is the right way? Really? I mean, Trump's not wrong. He's a golden age.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.